Well, bad news. End of the world is Sunday, April the 23rd.
Why?
According to one Facebook group that has now blown up and gone viral. It started in a chat room, and there's now hundreds of thousands of things here. They're predicting a solar storm. All the weather elements are right for a solar storm, which would, I guess, come from space and then burn up the atmosphere and then kill everybody.
Wipe us out?
Yeah. It kind of sounds like the plot of there's a sci-fi movie called
A24. Yeah, or Impact. There's one. That's another one.
There you go. But there's a whole thing now about how April 23rd, this Sunday, is the date. And they're tying it back to Nostradamus. And these people come up with all this stuff. They're saying it's the end of the world, April 23rd. So if you didn't pay your taxes this week, I guess you're fine.
Yeah. I really thought this would have been bigger news. I'm surprised I'm just hearing about it.
Sure. There's something very reassuring if you ever look at a waste of half an hour at work. You go on YouTube and you watch like the CBS Evening News from this day of, I don't know, 1997.
Yeah.
And everything seems pretty terrible. You're like, well, gee, none of that ended up happening. So maybe things aren't as bad as they seem.
Not so bad.
Look at that. That's a coffee mug is half full kind of thought for me.
Exactly.
Good. Send us a text. I'll send you a link. I'll pick out a Dan Rather newscast from the 90s and send it to you. You'll feel great.
I honestly didn't even know you could do that.
Good evening. We may be at war with Russia. Like, well, we're not at war with Russia.
Right.
You know.
Right.
See, you were wrong, Dan Rather. Is he alive? I think he is.
I have no
idea.
Pretty
sure Dan Rather's still with us.
Well, if he's not, you can still watch him on YouTube, so don't fret.
Good morning, Dan Rather. Robbie and Rochelle, on demand anytime, 1071theboss.com, where you get your podcast. Find us on the socials. We're at Robbie and Rochelle Radio, or our page, 1071theboss.com. Check us out there, too. All right, here we go. Time for the Fast Five. Robbie and Rochelle's five big old trending stories plus you need to know. Being the no number five to number one, we count down today. Start at number five. Oh, gosh. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Wow. Can you imagine? I sound like Prince Charles.
Yeah.
We remember Can we get the Prince Charles thing?
Uh-huh.
There he is. I think that might be, I don't know that that's what I would say. There's a guy in Australia who's going viral. He posted a picture of this critter nestled in the waistband of his boxer shorts. That's right. He woke up in Australia to find a huntsman spider in his underwear.
No.
Now, they do bite. But it is not a fatal bite. It could cause a big rash or big bump.
Huge, though?
They are ugly suckers.
Yeah.
Did you just look one up?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I just looked it up.
I don't know why you would do that.
I don't know, because I feel like I remember somebody posting a photo with one on their wall.
There was something moving in my pants, and this huntsman spider was sleeping against my gonads. Nice and warm.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the size of Rick.
Yeah.
It's
enormous.
How did it get in his pants? What size pants does he wear?
This guy's got big balls. That spider took one look at his nuts and said, man, this is going to be a cozy place to build a little huntsman spider nest.
If you are afraid of spiders, do not look this thing up.
No, and I know there are people driving right now. All of a sudden, their ankles are itchy in the car. All right, close the tab, will you? Close the tab.
Your
tabs open.
Closed it.
You know what you did now is you're going to get an algorithm with spider pictures.
I know.
Also, I can tell you something. Some people might have listened to the old country station that doesn't exist anymore up in the city with Kelly Ford was a morning person. Mm-hmm. I worked with her at one of the old places.
Yeah.
And she threw a fit. She was like, I'm walking off the job because the building they were working on down in Nashville was infested with the huntsman spiders.
Oh, I would have been there with her.
She walked off the job. She's like, fire me. I don't care.
Good for her.
And I got the exterminator in there to finally, because they just told her, it's just a spider.
Nope.
You're fine.
I'm with her. Burn it down.
True story.
Burn it down.
And I remember they notified us the show was going to be. I'm like, what do you mean she walked off the job? Yeah, that was the deal. It's like, oh, there's huntsman spiders. I get it.
Yeah. It's time to go.
Burrowed in his balls.
Uh-huh.
Number four, the city of Kyle, Texas. And sadly, I remember the previous attempt at this, is attempting to gather the largest group of Kyles all at one time to break a world record. They need 2,326 people named Kyle all in the same place, same time, to break the record. They have tried to do this before.
Uh-huh.
There's an annual gathering of the Kyles. I swear we did this last year.
That's fantastic.
After Kyle Fest. It happens at Lake Kyle Park.
Kyle Fest?
Yeah.
There's a Kyle Fest?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
And they found a country music star who's named Kyle. When I say star, I use that term very lightly.
Uh-huh.
Who's trying to get people to come and be part of this. He's one of the Kyles attending.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kyle Park, and I'm here calling all Kyles to come to Kyle, Texas, where we'll attempt to break the world record of the most Kyles gathered ever.
Now, that actually is an advertisement, and that guy actually is a country music artist.
Yeah.
But if I were going to do a parody of what a guy that sings country music sounds like, it would be him.
It would be
Hey,
exactly
y'all, it's me, Kyle. All right. Good luck to them breaking the Guinness World Record. Most Kyles.
Kyle.
At the same time. Bonus story for you. See this? Netflix still get their DVD by mail business going.
I just saw this. Yeah.
Got a note to customers that in September, after more than 25 years, they are finally shutting it down. The idea, they were just like Blockbuster.
Where right.
You go on their website, you look up what movie you want, they mail it to you 4 days later.
Yeah.
They're still doing that.
I remember when Netflix came out, we would do that. You'd get three at a time, and every time you sent one back, they would send you a new one.
Right.
I haven't done it in probably 20 years.
If you're going to pay for that service, why would you not just pay for the streaming service
right.
that's on demand?
Right.
That seems a little strange.
There's a better way to rent movies. As many as you want for just $20 a month and no late fees. Go to Netflix.com.
That's one of their original advertisements from the 90s. We're going to get the country guy Kyle doing their advertisements. Hey, y'all, want a DVD in the mail? God bless America.
I just cannot believe they still had... Were they updating the DVD selection
No,
still?
You could only get Titanic and Twister and Encino Man. That's it. And the whole Smokey and the Bandit trilogy. Number three. Well, good news for Paul McCartney, because there was money out there he hadn't gotten his fingers on yet. And that's with all due respect. I love Paul, but this is wild. He's now got a number one dance music record. The producer Kygo has remixed his hit Say, Say, Say that he sang with Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Back 40 years ago. It's the 40th anniversary of the song. They remixed it. It's number one dance song in the country.
Wow.
Paul had never been to number one in the dance chart before. Believe it or not, that's Paul and Michael Jackson.
I'm just picturing Paul in my head dancing to that song.
Now listen,
what's
amazing about this is he's probably getting millions and millions of dollars.
Oh,
he did nothing.
I know.
They did was take the voice track from 40 years ago, put a dance beat behind it. He's got a number one record cash. It's good to be Paul
McCartney.
It's
good to be Paul.
People always say, man, he looks so good for 80. Like, yeah, well, you got $2 billion in the bank.
It's easy to look
good.
Sure.
That could be a new head for all we know. You can do that kind of stuff. Not like the rest of us waking up to a spider on our balls. Number two, Amazon has a new streaming feature for their website called Dialogue Boost. And really, Netflix should get on this as well. It lets you increase the volume on dialogue only, but to leave it at the desired level you want for action sequences.
Oh.
It's available for a couple of their original series. They say they're going to try and do it to all Amazon shows and eventually to everything they have on the platform. I think this is a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Because for some reason, it seems like gunshots, car chases, explosions are always much louder than the talking if you watch a show or a movie. So
yeah, it's at least 3 days a week that I think someone's getting shot in our downstairs neighbor. I have no idea what's going on, but I hear gunshots.
Or do we know for certain that that's not what's going on down there?
No, we don't.
Are we sure Polly Walnuts isn't living on the first floor?
Not sure.
Number one, new survey, 24% of remote workers, these people who work from home or I guess wherever they're working, coffee shop, admit to taking a nap on the job. More than 10% say they have sex regularly while they're on the clock.
It's on.
Good for 60% you.
60% say they've worked during off hours to catch up on work they didn't do earlier because they decided to have a day out. How do you get away with that?
You just have to be logged on. As long as you're logged on, you're fine.
We must have a bad connection.
That's exactly it.
He's just not answering.
Sorry.
But again, I am on the clock and I don't always answer. So those are his name, Kyle. He's probably at the Gathering of the Kyles out in wherever that was. Thursday, World Famous Celebrity Birthday File. Joey Lawrence. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't call him Joey. He goes by Joseph now.
Oh, yes.
He's Joseph Lawrence.
Whoa.
Take him seriously. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's 47 today. Carmen Electra. She's 51. The guy who does the voice of Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
My precious.
That's right. Andy Serkis. He's 59.
Uh-huh.
Remember the story yesterday about the guy that dressed up like Gandalf and went out to the bar and ended up meeting Ian McKellen?
Which that is really cool, but not dressing up like Gandalf.
Better to be Gandalf than Gollum,
that's
I suppose.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe.
True.
Yeah, Gollum probably gets the chicks.
Precious.
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
He's got the ring, you know, so he probably gets the chicks. Crispin Glover, he was the dad in Back to the Future. Don Mattingly of the Yankees, 62. Ron's brother, Clint Howard, 64. That almost sounds like a parody character, doesn't it? Like an off-brand. He said, we don't have Ron Howard here. We have Clint Howard.
Clint Howard.
Think we get the off-the-strip Elvis. It's Relvis.
Relvis.
Jessica Lange, she's 74 today. Also, happy birthday, Hitler. He was born this date.
Great. Awesome.
He was born this date of 1889. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't realize Hitler was that old.
Well, he's dead.
Well, he's dead, and thank God for that.
Anymore,
I didn't realize he was alive that long. That's terrible. Imagine him singing happy birthday.
No, I can't.
I was about to have
and you did it.
Well, good news. Let's all mellow out today. 420 day.
Oh, yeah.
National Cheddar Fries Day.
Okay.
See, after you do the 420.
Yeah.
National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day or on your pizza. National Lookalike Day.
That's fun.
Who'd you say you get more than ever as far as lookalikes?
A girl named Brittany Snow, who I had to Google.
Oh, yeah, from
was.
The Pitch Perfect movie, yeah.
People tell me that all the time. I don't know why, but okay.
And
who
as I mentioned
get?
Before me, it's Jared from Subway. And here I am on your radio making Hitler jokes, so clearly people think I'm a monster just like Jared from Subway. Kind of makes sense.
When you think about it, yeah. Sorry about that. Couldn't help myself. Imagine him blowing out the birthday cakes. It'd be fun.
No.
Relvis. Also, I got to stop with that little clip of Charles. I just keep, aha. I can play that all day. Aha. I love that.
Hopefully, you'll get some good clips from the coronation.
Oh, yeah. He's probably making a speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
When is that?
May 6th. So a couple of weeks.
Saturday.
Yeah,
but it's going to probably, like the wedding, if you remember. Both the weddings, they're like 6 a.m. because of the time difference. So you have to get up and be there super early to see anything.
Well, you know what else is May 6th?
What's
the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
First Saturday of May. Yep.
There'll be people wearing big hats all over the world that day.
We'll be at the Yacht Club that day. They're having a party. So
oh, are you? Is that what you guys are doing? That's fun.
Yeah. Marianne got a hat.
Yeah, sure, but you have to. I mean, you can't do Kentucky Derby without a hat, no doubt.
Yes. No, it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to that. But I have the Kentucky Derby on the same day that he's being. That's a big day. That's a big. It's going to be a TV on all day kind of thing.
Well, I don't think the people in England care about the Kentucky Derbies. They probably didn't even know there was an overlap. You know.
Well, the Queen cared.
Yeah,
a lot.
She loved horses.
Yeah,
so that would have been a big deal for her.
There's different leagues though in the UK, isn't it? Is it the same thing? They get jockeys from all over the world doing the Kentucky Derby, or is it just American jockeys?
From all over the world.
It is all over the world.
From all over the world, too.
All right. Well, I don't know anything about it.
So. Except for mint juleps and big hats.
I know all about the mint juleps. I just don't, I don't know anything about the jockeys and the horses.
I got myself a Panama hat for that party.
Oh, that's fun.
I'd like to become a hat guy. I said that when we were at the mall the other night. I wish I could become a hat guy, but I do have a nice head.
You probably have a big head like I do.
I do, and I do have a pretty nice head of hair. That's about all I got going for me, so I don't know that I want to mat it down with a hat, but I'd like to be a hat guy. I feel like it's a good look. It's a suave look, you know?
Yeah, my father used to wear a hat all the time. Back in the 60s, he wore a hat. Had a little feather in the side of it.
Oh, I like that.
I still have a couple of them here that are, I don't know why, but I still have two of them in hat boxes. Every so often I open it up, I look at it, see if it's completely deteriorated away.
I think that's nice. It's a nice memento of Dad. Nice. I like that.
They're in plaid. I mean, they were nice hats. You know, he spent a lot of money on them when he got them, I guess. I don't know. I mean, they're just, remember that was a big thing. In the 50s.
That's where that expression comes from, a feather in your cap, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Because men would wear those hats.
Oh, see, you learn something here on this show every single day.
I might not know much about the Kentucky Derby, but I know about the mint juleps and the hats, you know?
In fact, I think the last triple crown, didn't that horse win the triple crown? It was from Saudi Arabia or Qatar or something like that?
Hmm.
I just didn't know that part of it, but.
I got to go back and look.
But I believe last year was a triple crowner, yeah?
No, not last year.
Was it 2 years ago?
A few years ago now, yeah. What was it called? I forget. Anyway,
so are you talking about that Justify one? That's the last one I remember.
I thought the horse last year did it too, no? I remember they said there was some sort of a steroid scandal or something. Wasn't that last year or is it 2 years ago?
That was 2 years ago.
It all bleeds together.
It really does.
Yeah, probably because of the mint juleps.
That's true.
Probably because of the boozing.
Always the best part of the Kentucky Derby is the mint juleps. Mm-hmm.
What'd you say yesterday? You said there's a lot of drinking goes out of my house. And if you know me, believe it or not, it's shocking. I'm usually the soberest one. That was great. So true.
Yeah, you're right. 2018, Justify.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I don't know why I remember that, but I do. I remember.
5 years ago. Feels like that just happened. Yep. Oh, my gosh.
And American Pharoah is who I was thinking of.
Yeah. Was that last year or was that 2 years ago?
That was in 2012. Oh, no, that's when he was born. 2015.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Where was he? No, it's from the United States. I thought it was his owner was from over there or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Either way.
I used to be really into that horse racing. My grandfather loved going to the track, and he used to bring me all the time, and he taught me a lot of different things on how to handicap and all that. And I love going to Monmouth. We go to Monmouth every year. Once a year, we go to Monmouth and just hang out there for the day, and it's just so much fun. It's such a classy, nice place.
Yeah, we'll be out there the day after the blast-off on Saturday the 27th. Sunday the 28th, we'll be out there for one of the food truck festivals.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad it's not the Saturday, because you're going to have that might be a recovery day.
Every day's a recovery day.
Good point. Yeah. Good point. This mess. Yep, it is. Good. Yep. True.
I tell you, I feel a little bad, but we have a friend who flew in and is spending a couple days here. He's actually in the city, which makes it even more difficult for us to see him because of our schedule. It's hard to get on a train and get over to the city and back.
Yes.
Even for dinner. I mean, you're talking about a six-hour ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
Hour in, hour out, walk to the place, have dinner.
Right.
So if we don't get there till 7 o'clock, we're not going to be home till midnight, which really doesn't work. And it's funny how people don't seem to get that. But I feel bad that we're not going to get to see this friend of ours. Guy used to work with us. And I like him a lot. I'd like to see him.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to go out with him. But not going to work out this week. And he sent me a crying face, the crying emoji face. And then the conversation ended with that. So it kind of left me feeling a little bad about myself that he's so upset that we're not getting together.
Yeah.
But he didn't let us know until Monday, this past Monday, that he wanted to get together. He's like, what are you guys doing tonight? I'm like, I can't tonight. He's like, well, how about the day after? I'm like, well, we got this for these days. And then Thursday, I could do it if you can do an early dinner, and if you can come across the water, I'll meet you like in Hoboken or something. If you want to do that, take the PATH train over. And he says, oh, no, I can't do that. But then I'm busy the other days, and he sends me a crying face. And I feel like kind of a jerk. I'd like to keep in mind, and we talked about this, that we flew out for a service because he had a death in the family. We were there. He had a get-together with some old friends. We went into the city on a weeknight for that.
Well,
and now here we are a few months later asking for it again. I don't think I'm the bad guy here saying, gee, I can't do it. I did give him a time I was available.
No, okay. I hear what you're saying, and I do feel bad, but I do have to correct you because he texted us on Tuesday, March 21st at 6:03.
He did?
And said, I'm planning on being in the city for my birthday on 4/20.
Oh.
And I'm going to be here for the week. I'd love to, back to the scene of the crime. He said, I'll let you know.
All right. What did I say then? Anything?
You didn't say anything.
Well, maybe I missed that text message.
But you are in the message, and he did say it. But I knew when he sent that, because it's Grayson's birthday week, that I was not going to be available. I didn't know what days he was coming in. He just said the week of. I wasn't sure. So I see both sides, and I do feel bad.
Well, I really feel like a jerk because I don't remember seeing that message then.
Yeah,
but on the other hand, I did give him a time that I'm available if he's willing to meet me. And I know that he flew to New York, and I should probably go into the city. But, I mean, it's late to have dinner and get back.
It is.
And I got to sit on a train and bruise my butt for an hour.
You know what? I think he's sad because he's not going to see us, but I don't think he's mad at us because of it. He's not that type of person.
No, but here's what the thing is, and listen, I don't mean to be a jerk about this, but you don't just send me a crying face and make me feel bad. What you do is you say, listen, man, I get it. No problem. Hey, let me give you a buzz. We'll catch up soon. That's not what I just get. Boo-hoo. It's a grown man. There's no boo-hoo. No, I think he's upset
he's not going to see you.
Well,
what's
he makes me feel like
that?
A jerk, and I didn't say I just can't do it. I gave him an option, and he said no. And now it's my fault, and I got to feel bad about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you shouldn't feel bad about it because you did give him a time and a date, and he couldn't do it. So you know what you should do is just send the crying face back. That should be your response.
I don't think grown men should be sending emojis to each other. This is as much as I hate talking on the phone, just think if we had just called each other and I said, well, can you do this? No. Can you do that? No. And
well,
I'd say, listen, I look forward to seeing you. And he said, I look forward to seeing you because I got nothing more to say. I don't have any time for him. And he clearly doesn't have any time for me other than when I'm not available.
I hear you. Maybe you should just call him and say, I'm so sorry we can't get together. I feel really bad. Let's try to figure out another time in the future when we can plan this.
Just pick an emoji that has nothing to do with anything and just send it to him and let him stew on that for a while and try and figure it out. Maybe I'll send him like a salsa dancer or something.
Perfect.
Or a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Or a magnifying glass.
Act?
Yeah. And let's just see what he comes up with.
Okay.
Send him a birthday cake and an alien face. See what he comes up with.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Only I could make getting together for dinner so stressful, huh?
Yes.
That is true.
I hear myself saying this and I go, man, it's probably a little dramatic. So
a little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit dramatic.
You want to talk about the Kentucky Derby again for half an hour? What do you think? We didn't know what we were talking about.
No, we were all over. We were completely wrong about all of that, except the date. We had that right. But other than that, everything else we said was in error.
Oh, really?
You looked up the stats, did you?
Yeah, I had to look it all up. Yeah, so it's again, let's not even go
back. No, I don't want to go back.
No, let's not.
Don't want to go back down that path. I can tell my latest stressor at this particular given moment in time.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you got now?
My phone just decided it was going to start updating itself.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, that's tough.
You can see the little bar, and there's like just this little speck of white, and the rest of it is all got to go. And I got the little Apple logo up on the phone, so God knows how long this is going to take. So if you're trying to call me right now, if that guy was trying to call me right now, I'm not answering because it's updating. So,
wow. I hate that.
Usually they are done overnight. Like, they're supposed to be done when it's plugged into the charger. And that's what it is. So you wake up and it's just done.
It's done.
Because it can take a little while.
It might be my fault because a little thing on the screen came up giving me the alert that it was going to do it.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get it off the screen. I'm like, I got it. You can do it while it's charging tonight. And then I slid it over and now it's installing. So maybe I made it do it. It might be my own fault. I don't know. But
it sounds like it's your fault.
Probably. I don't really know how to use the damn thing.
I'd say it's probably, yeah, absolutely your fault.
Yeah.
Because when stuff like this happens, it's almost always your fault.
What did you say before? You think everything's extortion because you're cheap. See, Joe makes these little comments. They stick with me. I stew on them for days and days and days. And they're complain, complain, complain. I'm still on that.
Saturday he'll be talking about it. I guarantee it.
That's really funny.
I'll send you an emoji.
Yeah, right.
Crying face.
A little crying face emoji. Well, the good news is the clappers are on the way. I got the note.
That's exciting.
They've been shipped. I don't know if they've been shipped, but I don't know what they did. They left the warehouse, yes. So.
Hey, my update's complete.
That was quick.
I'm serious.
There you go.
Look at that. It just jumped from nothing to being done. That's crazy.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah, so I guess I'm okay.
That's good news.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stamp on your news about the clappers.
Life can continue. No. I'm very excited about the clappers. We were talking about it last night. John Del Giorno and his wife Tina and a couple other people. We went out to dinner and I told them what we were going to do with the clappers. I thought Tina Lang was going to fall off the chair. She was laughing so hard.
Yeah. All Joe's idea.
It was very funny.
Don't go around telling people this is my idea for the radio station. I just want to be clear. This is your idea.
No, because it's funny and a good one. Yeah. No. Why would we do it?
You think everything's extortion, you cheap bastard. He's stewing on that for days.
Yeah, good. No, good, good, good. That's my. Now, you know what? You made my weekend because I know that's what you're going to be thinking about all weekend. And then Robbie again.
I know. There will be a point on a Saturday. He's sitting there looking at the TV, drinking a beer, and be like, I bet Robbie's thinking about what I said right now, that guy. That freaking guy. He's thinking about it right now.
It's true.
And it'll be true.
Oh, man.
Good morning, America. Big show now on the radio for Thirsty Thursday all across the great Garden State and beyond. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning cruise here. This is 107.1 The Boss on 99.7 FM South Jersey. On the Boss app at 107.1theboss.com on your smart speaker 2. And another big radio extravaganza awaits you. Fast Five is coming up. We'll do birthdays. We'll have the bulletin board in just a moment here. We'll have He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50, we'll check Mom Confessions, 7:20 and 9:20 off the socials. Tickets, before you can buy them, they go on sale tomorrow for the Garden. See Greta Van Fleet. That'll be at 7:20 or so this morning out of the Boss ticket window. And you never know when we get your chance for $5,000 in your hand. Get you qualified for the big cash with a couple $100 out of the free money machine this morning. Matter of fact, oh boy, I'm giving on a hint. Remember, we'll move the Boss ticket window to 9:20. So I got plenty of time to give away the cash this morning. I'm in a giving mood. I'm in a generous mood, so I'll give out a little hint there. Rochelle traveling tomorrow afternoon, Joe. Tomorrow is Grayson's birthday. He's turning 7.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
I know.
You imagine being 7 years old again? I can't even remember what it was like to be that little.
What I would do to go back to being 7 years old.
Really?
I don't know if I want to go back quite that far. Maybe 15 would be all right. I don't know about 7.
I don't want to do middle school again. That was rough. Yeah. So if I could move past that, I'd maybe do like junior, senior year of high school again and then moving forward and make a lot of changes. Yeah. Like a lot.
Invest in Apple stock. Step 1.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's step 1.
Step 2.
Step 2 is get more time in the batting cage.
Yeah.
You wanted to play for the Yankees?
Well, yeah, no, I mean,
was that your dream when you were a kid to be a baseball player? Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Of course it was. Oh. Everybody wanted to play baseball. Yeah, sure.
See, my dream was
to play varsity baseball. I was on the varsity baseball team. Yeah. All 4 years in high school, yeah.
I didn't know this about him. I'm learning stuff about Joe. See, I would have assumed, remember yesterday I said I would have assumed he was a bowler, and in fact, he was a baseball player. Who knew that?
No, I ran track, too. I was in the overall state championships. I was a sprinter, believe it or not.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I was miserably defeated in the overall state championships, but I was there.
I was a sprinter in track two, and I was always exhibition. Like, I was never allowed to run for the actual points for the team. That's how slow I was.
See, when I was in school, I wanted to do this, and I was already doing this, and here I'm still doing this, and I realized that I didn't think any of this through, had I known that.
You didn't do any sports? You didn't do anything?
No, I played lacrosse for a season when I was in junior high school, but that's it. After that, it was all playing music and being an idiot on the radio. So
they didn't have lacrosse when I was playing when I was in high school.
I went.
Well,
to
no,
the,
that's not true. They had lacrosse, but my school didn't have it. Some the public school in town had a lacrosse. One of the first lacrosse teams in New Jersey. But and I remember going to see that, going over there to watch it. I'm like, this is nuts.
Yeah, it's intense.
I didn't really get in the game very much, believe me. But I went to a fancy prep school, so they had all the rugby,
croquet, and lacrosse, and all those foo-foo kind of sports.
You had croquet?
Yeah, there was.
You had little kids playing croquet?
Not little kids. There was a croquet club when we were in high school.
Croquet club?
Sure, varsity croquet. That's great.
You open up the yearbook, there's like 15 pages of these weird clubs. They had the bath club and all kinds of things.
Well, they had that. We had clubs.
But as a matter of fact, we did not have a football team. The football team was a club. And they would just play for fun. They weren't part of any league, any school league organization.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So,
yeah, my high school didn't have football either. We had basketball, and then we played basketball, baseball, track. That was pretty much it.
Mm.
But I bring all of this up.
Really small school.
Bring all of this up because we bought the big. There's one big gift. We got a couple of little things and doing a cake for him on Friday. But the big gift is the Xbox. And he's been saying since Christmas that he wanted that PlayStation 5.
PlayStation 5, yes.
But then it turned out when we realized he wants to play that Halo. You heard of that game, Joe? You know the
sure.
Super inappropriate shooting game. That's for mature audiences only.
No, it's not that bad.
You got him two of them. What did you do?
No, well, we took him. We took him down to Point Beach. I don't know. Maybe that was in January. And he and I played in the arcade. And I said, listen, this is a little violent, but it's not that bad. It's no worse than an action movie. He'll be fine. But it turns out he did not want a PlayStation. He wants the Xbox. Xbox is what's got the Halo. And so it's like $250 less. So listen, I'm really happy about it. This is a great gift. I can't. It all worked out for me. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
That's the big gift for him.
To you.
It's the big gift for him tomorrow. So hopefully he likes it. But you're going to have to learn how to play.
I'm not playing Halo.
What's he going to do, play by himself?
He's going to have to play. His sister will play with him. She's good at that kind of stuff. I can't play. I am horrible at video games. I try. I really do because I know they like them. And they have a Switch, which is a little bit more user-friendly. I still can't. I'm always in the corner. I can't move. Or if it's a racing game, I'm in the water. I'm horrible at video games.
Anything beyond Pac-Man, and I'm just out of luck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that Mrs. Pac-Man, too. But
living on the edge with Space Invaders. I mean, you know, that was me.
That's a classic right there.
Invaders.
Classic.
I love Space Invaders.
Time right now for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Every morning, right about this time, about 6:20, 8:35, we hear from local businesses, organizations, community groups, sometimes charities looking to give back, putting on fun events, raising a little awareness for their cause. And we like to share them right here. The complete list is station events, community events. Click that link, 1071theboss.com. We can also send one to us. You can text it in, Boss Text Connect, of course, 774-4444. Just send us an easy-to-read link, please. We're not that smart. We've got to figure these things out.
Yeah.
You also get it to us on Facebook with a direct message reminder. Boss Roadies, big live Cinco de Mayo with Van Dusen. 1071 The Boss going to be at Escondido and Freehold starting 3 o'clock on Cinco de Mayo. For those that don't speak the Espanol, that would be Friday, May 5th. Mariachi band, there'll be games, drink specials, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Hot Luggin' Boss summer shirts are already ready to go. We'll see you out there Cinco de Mayo, a.k.a. May 5th.
Yes.
3 o'clock, Escondido in Freehold. Greater Ocean Township Chamber of Commerce presents wine, chocolate, and more. It's a big tasting event tonight at the Shore Antique Center in Allenhurst. Starts at 6 o'clock. I believe the Boss Roadies are going to be out there at the beginning.
Oh.
Wine tasting, chocolate, cheese, beer, music, antiques. Oh my. A portion of the proceeds go to benefit Community Hope Fund. It's GOTCC.org. GOTCC.org for all the details. The Growing Green Fashion Show is happening Saturday, Center Court, Brunswick Square Mall. Man, they're always so busy over there.
They are. They 1 o'clock do a ton in the events.
Yeah, they really do. Mm-hmm. Busy all the time. 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday in honor of Earth Day. I forgot Earth Day's coming this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's Saturday, isn't it? Yeah.
In honor of Earth Day, showcasing sustainable fashion from international local designers. Is this like those hemp dresses that we're talking about here?
Maybe.
You smoke your dress?
Yeah, maybe.
They're promoting eco-friendliness and social responsibility in the fashion industry. So I guess that's a good
thing. That's very nice. Yes.
ShopBrunswickSquare.com for the info on that. And here you go. Amazing Mutt's Puppy Rescue. Hosting a donation yard sale that goes on both days, weekend, Saturday, Sunday, in New Egypt at the flea market, starting at 7 in the morning till 2 each day. All proceeds go directly to the rescue there at Amazing Mutt's, with two S's, Amazing Mutt's Puppy Rescue. .com. One more time, AmazingMuttsPuppyRescue.com for info or to donate. Always a great cause to help our four-legged furry little friends. There you go. A couple of things we thought you, yes, you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Today, April 20th, 420. I just realized was the day that Elon Musk says they're taking away the blue check marks from people that don't pay for him on the Twitter machine. So I was just checking my Twitter.
Do you still have yours?
I'm still good. I still have my blue check mark.
Yes.
But just for posterity, I've taken a screenshot of my Twitter page so I can remember the days when I had the blue check mark. Sure. I'm giving it up. I'm not going to be blackmailed by Elon Musk and pay for the check mark. So keep you posted on that today. I'm just watching it by the hour.
Very intrigued. Very.
This is great intrigue, isn't it?
Yes, I'm feeling very sad, sorrow for you.
Oh, shush.
I care a lot.
Oh, I don't know if I really care. I just think it's, you know, it was an accomplishment to get the blue check mark. So I think it's extortion that I have to now pay for it if I want to keep it. So I don't appreciate that. That's all.
Mm. I guess.
This is going to make everybody.
It's extortion. You pay for anything.
Say that again.
You think it's extortion when you have to pay for anything.
Yeah, that's right. But I already have this, and he's going to take it away from me if I don't pay. That's the definition of blackmail, is it not?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It's a shakedown is what that is.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying.
But you're right. I'm cheap. There's no question about that.
No doubt.
And it is harsh for both of you this morning. This is going to make everybody smile. Let's do it. Time for real or fake Florida headlines. I got enough of these. So I thought we'd do this. Joe, you okay with that?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
These are some real Florida headlines, and I do my best to try and find out where in the great Sunshine State these come from. Mm-hmm. I think that helps you guys figure out whether or not they're real or fake. Now, a couple of them I made up. They are fake, but some of these are real. It'll be up to you guys to figure it out. All right, you ready? You know how it goes. Police say man with no hands and no legs is armed and on the run. Pinellas County.
Pinellas County. Yeah, I'd say, yeah, that's true.
I would just say fake.
Nope, Joe's right. That is a real story. Or at least that's the headline. It's a poor choice of words by the editor. Man with no hands, no legs. Police say on the run. You could say he's on the move. But
he's on the move.
He's definitely not on the run. Not literally, anyway.
That's pretty funny. Journalism at its finest.
That's so bad.
Clearly one of the Morrow boys wrote that one, right?
Man.
All right. Gainesville, Florida. Convict tased after licking jury member's face. Real or fake Florida headline?
That's got to be real.
Yeah.
Nope.
No?
Got you guys on that one.
Well, you know, Gainesville, that's where the University of Florida is. So you figure that there'd be, you know, all kinds of crazies running around there.
Right.
Sure.
No one licked a juror's face, though.
No.
Orlando man arrested for directing traffic, impersonating a police officer, and also urinating at the same time. Real or fake?
Oh, that's true. Absolutely true.
This is Orlando, the family-friendly entertainment capital of the world.
Metropolitan area, but...
I'll go with Joe. Say real.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely true.
Yeah. Right this way.
He just...
Follow the stream.
I don't have a town on this one, so you're going to have to do your best. Florida couple trapped in unlocked closet for 2 days. Great headline. Trapped for 2 days in an unlocked closet.
Same guy who wrote the other one.
Real or fake?
Real.
I hope it's real.
Yep. Whoops. You know, this opens pretty easily. All you got to do is pull. Oh, I thought it was push.
Oh, jeez. That's really funny.
That's awesome.
Pensacola high school principal arrested after kidnapping rival school's mascot after a football game loss.
That's probably real.
Real or fake?
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
I would do that.
Yeah, I've done that.
Got you guys in a way, but you stole a mascot? Come on now.
I don't want to get that.
No, just kidding.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Well, no, I didn't steal the mascot. I just took the head off the mascot and ran to the other side of Madison Square Garden, then ran out the door and onto the train because the NYPD were chasing us.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good time. That's some true criminal activity right there. I like that.
A lot of beer involved. Knocked over a pretzel guy.
Took out a pretzel guy.
Yeah. A lot going on that day.
It's a big day.
Yeah.
You know what we used to do in the Garden? They used to, when Fordham would play there, they used to have college basketball doubleheaders, and Seton Hall was always involved in it. And when, was it Fordham and Manhattan? I don't know, one of them. I think Manhattan. It was Manhattan. And they didn't allow, after a while, you had to show your college ID to show that you were 18 at the time, right? So you had to show your college ID that you were of age. And if you showed a Manhattan College one, they wouldn't sell you beer because they used to get so out of hand, they wouldn't. So us, the good Catholic school boys that we did, we'd go buy 10 beers. There was no limit then. And we'd go over and sell them for a dollar more than we paid for them in the Manhattan section.
Man, talk about extortion. Listen to that. Wow. Summer of Sam, dude. Crime spree all over New York. What's Joe doing? He's running down pretzel guys at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was probably, well, that was in the wintertime. But still, oh my gosh, yeah, that we used to do that all the time.
All the time.
No, not steal the mascot.
Oh, I see.
No. Sell the beer to the Manhattan kids. They were appreciative.
I'm sure they were.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you, sir. May I have another? All right, a couple more of these here. Florida man claims King Tut's ghost told him to burn down a Waffle House. It's outside Jacksonville, Florida.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, that's got to be real.
Yep.
Yeah, that's too crazy to not be real.
King Tut told me to do it. All right, one more for you. One more
and
for you.
And the Waffle House. Why would you burn down a Waffle House? It's one of the greatest establishments in the history of the world. Why would you do that?
That's where you go after you burn something down.
Yeah.
I got to sober up at the Waffle House. I just took out a Hojo's,
tell you
know.
What, there's nothing better than a Waffle House about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man. That's the only time it's good.
That's where they'd head after the debauchery at the Garden when they were kids. Go over there and sober up a little bit.
No, there are no Waffle Houses around here back then. There aren't really any now, are there? Are there any Waffle Houses around here?
I don't know about Waffle Houses, but I do think you can get that kind of, you know, like a waffle with chicken on it at IHOP. They
like
sell
a diner
that, don't they?
Or something.
Or a diner, yeah, like the Manalapan Diner does it.
There's something different about a Waffle House, though. It just hits different. Yeah. It's dirty. You know, the tables have a little bit of gook on them.
A little sticky.
Yeah. You know,
it's great.
They got those napkins in the little container that aren't really napkins, and you need 800 of them to wipe anything off. It's great.
I had one about a PlayStation here. I got to do one more. This is great. This is from the Panhandle here. Denton, Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe's right. It is true. It says Florida guy is arrested after he calls 911 and complains that his cat was denied entry when he tried to take the cat into the strip club with him. Bouncer says you can't bring an animal into the strip club. He got so upset he called 911, asked for the police to come and arrest the bouncer for denying his kitty access to the strip club. Denton, Florida.
He's
on the panel.
Trying to look like Dr. Evil while he's watching the girls. What is that?
Meow, meow.
Why is he bringing his cat?
Real or fake Florida headlines. There you go. Got to mention a story here that I saw this morning, and I think this kind of leads into mob confessions a little bit. There's a baseball player, Anthony Bass, and his wife, who is 22 weeks pregnant, was traveling with their other two kids, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. They're on an airplane on a United flight. They're not sitting in first class, by the way. It looks like a business class because the seats are a little bigger, a little more leg room I'm seeing here in the picture that she posted. But the kids are, they're having a temper tantrum. They're freaking out. They're crying. They're throwing stuff. And she gave them popcorn, and they threw the popcorn all over the floor. Well, the flight attendant came up. This is according to her. We don't have the flight attendant side of the story. Flight attendant comes up and tells the mom, you got to clean up after your kids. They're making a mess. They're disturbing the flight.
Yeah.
And so she insisted that she pick up the popcorn that had made a mess everywhere. So her sister is the, I guess she's a model or a singer or something. And she posted about this. Jesse James Decker is her name. And
okay.
Says, you know, this is terrible. She's pregnant. She's on her hands and knees cleaning up on a plane. She paid for a ticket. This is outrageous. And the baseball player, Anthony Bass, says, are you kidding me? And he starts arguing with fans back and forth who say, you know, the kids are a little bit unruly. They are making a mess. And he writes back to one of the people tweeted at him. Talk about Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And says, well, this is what they hire a cleaning crew for. The cleaning crew should get on their hands and knees, not my pregnant wife. But most people seem to agree that that's a little rage. And I got to say, I say the same thing. First of all, keep your kid quiet. Do your best to keep the kid calm. Be a parent. And also, if you're going to give them food, you should have to clean up after yourself. Listen, if you spill something or whatever, and as I understand, they do have a staff. And, you know, like if you break a glass at a restaurant, you're not expected to clean that up.
Right.
But within reason, if your kid is completely out of control and making a mess and throwing popcorn at other people, calm the kid down and, be polite and at least say, geez, I'm so sorry, and help the flight attendant just make a little bit of an effort. Don't get hostile and rude. Come on now. So I think he's... I think both these people are hurting their careers just being jerks arguing with people saying that, well, my wife is pregnant, so she shouldn't have to do anything. Yeah. I mean, am I wrong here?
Two things. Yeah. I know Anthony Bass. It's so weird that that's happened. I went to high school with him.
No kidding.
Yes.
Does he play for your Detroit Tigers?
No, he does not. He's, I believe he plays for Texas now.
No, but he grew up out there?
He grew up in, yes.
Okay.
Second, I think within reason, yes. When you're flying with kids, it's stressful enough.
Yeah.
And if you're pregnant on top of it, that's very, very stressful. And so you have to do anything that you can to keep your kids happy and content on the plane. I do think that you should obviously clean up after your kids no matter where you go within reason.
I'm not expecting her to vacuum the airplane, but I mean, she can at least make an effort to try and be like, gee, I'm so sorry, you know?
Sure, but I did read this story, and the woman was, she had to go on the floor on her hands and knees, like underneath the chair while the flight attendant was standing over her.
Well, that's her side of the story. I got a feeling that they're just being a little dramatic. You know?
I don't know. But if that is the case, that's a little excessive because I fly all the time and the planes are messy and there's crap everywhere. Yeah. And I think she should clean up within reason. Sure, if there's popcorn on the chair or on the kids or whatever, grab it and ask.
That's
for
all
a
I'm saying.
But
that's all I'm saying. And I certainly don't think you write back and say, well, this is what cleaning crews are for. I mean, that's being derogatory and saying, you know, these little people who clean up after me. I mean, I don't like that tone. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, I don't either. But I do have a little bit of sympathy for her traveling alone, a pregnant mom with two kids. That
her husband's a baseball player. She's just an obnoxious rich lady. Come on. She thinks, you know, she
I
doesn't
do
have
see,
to.
Again, I do see.
My husband plays for the Texas Rangers. I'm not cleaning up after my kids.
She absolutely shouldn't just leave a huge mess for them. That isn't. They are not janitors. That's not their job. So I don't think that they should have to clean all of that. So within reason, I see both sides. I really do.
No, I don't see both sides.
I've traveled with kids. I know how stressful it is, but
I don't think you insist a lady gets on her hands and knees and cleans up underneath seats, but you mean you can't, come on.
Yeah.
Can't treat people like that.
Next time, give the kids a lollipop because it doesn't make such a mess. It helps them suck so their ears don't pop and everybody's happy.
Let me just say, my mother, my grandmother, we used to go on vacation with my grandparents. You don't even say anything. You just get one look. You're like, oh, crap. Grandma's mad. I don't know. The kids are a little too unruly.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
So I'm on Team United Airlines, believe it or not, on that one.
I see both sides. I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly. But according to her, she was told she had to go on her hands and knees while the flight attendant stood over her and cleaned up. And that's a little bit excessive. I can see picking up your pieces, but
maybe they made her get on her hands because she was rude. And the flight attendant said, you know what, lady? You know what? And maybe she should have done that.
Even if she was rude, pregnant or not, you shouldn't have to get on your hands and knees to clean. I mean, that is a little excessive.
Well, at least United didn't lose Joe's bags this time around.
That's true.
He's on his vacation earlier this month. Let's squeeze in a couple actual mom confessions. The hashtag mom confessions we get. We check them every morning about 7:20 and 9:20, and then we share them just like this off our socials.
Charisse Bailey said, you will never forget to knock before entering once. Hashtag teen parenting.
Oh, gross. clean these towels, mom.
That's so gross. At Casey Moore 51 said, it's like my 12-year-old doesn't even know that it's perfectly fine to just not talk sometimes.
Thought it was bad cleaning up the popcorn on the airplane. I got a couple of towels here. All right, that's how we do it. That's enough of that. Hashtag mom. God, fashions. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Send one in. You might hear yours right here. You know, I think to myself midway through the week, there's no way we're going to get enough callers that are going to get a crazy story to share. But yet somehow they keep coming out of the woodwork each and every Thursday. It's time once again for Tipsy or Toddler. You know how this goes. This person will have an outlandish story. We tell you that up front. The story is going to be strange. It's not an everyday occurrence.
No.
But it's up to us to decide it. It happened back when they were a child, a little kid, a toddler, or when they were drunk. A.K.A. Tipsy. Mm-hmm. This is Tipsy or Toddler. We're starting on line one with Chad.
I lost sight in my right eye from a freak rubber ducky accident.
Lost sight in his right eye? I hope not permanently. Good grief. I'm going to say he was a little kid.
Yeah. The rubber ducky leads me to believe or to think little kids. I am going to say little kid.
I'm going to say that he lost sight temporarily because he got soap in his eye and he freaked out as a child. Chad, tell us you're okay, buddy.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh.
I got in a fight with someone at a party. We spilled out into the bathroom area. So the guy was fighting with threw a rubber ducky as hard as he could and hit me square in the eye. The rubber ducky has a really hard ridge around its beak. And that's what damaged my right eye to the point where I lost all sight permanently.
Oh, my God.
You did. Wow.
That's crazy.
Wearing an eye patch. Well, I hope you took that guy to court. That's
wow,
terrible.
Wow, that's awful.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right.
It's a good story, though. You can say
way
you
to bring down the whole bit there, Chad.
I say you lost your sight to a rubber ducky, though. If someone,
here, I thought it was going to be a soap story, and here he brought us all down.
Poor guy. That's still horrible.
Poor guy's got a Sammy Davis Jr. situation going on.
Oh, God.
Here's Rodney on line three.
So my brother-in-law tackled me because I wouldn't give the microphone back at my sister's wedding reception.
This got to be tipsy, right? He's a drunk groomsman.
Yeah.
Making a fool of himself at the wedding, and the brother's like, knock it off.
I know, that would be the conventional wisdom, but I went conventional the last time, and a poor guy's got an eye patch on, so I don't know what to do. We had Stevie Wonder open the bit today.
No, you did not.
All right, I'm going to say he's drunk. I agree with you. It's got to be what it seems to be.
I was a little kid. My brother-in-law was actually a very drunk person in the scenario. I was 10, singing songs on the wedding band's microphone during the intermission. And my brother-in-law wanted to make an announcement.
Right.
But I wouldn't give him back the microphone because I decided I wanted to sing. So anyway, because he was so drunk, he got really angry. He tackled me into the drum set, and I tell you, it made the rest of the night super awkward.
Yeah.
Wow. You think?
I'm sure everybody just loved when that happened.
You got to love weddings with an open bar, though. It's just so good. There's always so many fun stories from everyone. It's a good time.
I wish we'd had an open bar the other night. We would have had quite some stories to tell about all our staff out seeing a concert together. Well, everybody was drunk anyway.
That's true.
Except for me. Mm-hmm. I was the only sober one. You're welcome, America. Here's Tanya. She's on line one.
Well, I got stitches because I danced into a glass cabinet.
You had to get stitches because you bumped into a glass cabinet. I'm going to say drunk. I'm going drunk on this.
You know
one.
What? This happened to me when I was a toddler. I had to get stitches on my chin.
Right.
So I'm going to say she was a toddler.
Yeah, okay.
I was drunk as an adult. Uh-huh. Every time I drink, I love dancing. I was in my second bottle of wine listening to Who Let the Dogs Out. That's when the power of the dance took over my entire body. I didn't even realize it was a glass cabinet right behind me. My night went from drinking wine to dancing to the emergency room and getting stitches.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you're okay now. Well, at least you still have all your eyes.
Yeah, two bottles of wine and Who Let the Dogs Out. That's a crazy night.
You know, I met those guys, the Baja Men.
You met them?
I did. I met them back when they had that song out, which is going to be, what, 2000? Something like that. They were very nice. They were Jamaican.
Uh-huh.
Or at least they talked like they're Jamaican.
Yeah,
they're like, nice to meet you, man. You know, they're very nice.
It's very nice. Yeah. Did they ever have another song after that?
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that's a hard no. Here's Kurt, line three.
I got my ass kicked by a group of teenagers dressed as pirates.
I'm going to say he's drunk.
I'm going to say you're a toddler.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's drunk and he gets a little mouthy with a group of teens, and the teens are not having it. That's what I think.
Okay.
They think they're tough.
The answer is I was a drunk adult.
Yep.
It was Halloween, and these teenagers dressed as pirates kept like racing past my house in their car, throwing stuff on my lawn. And because I was wasted, I decided to walk outside and talk trash to them.
Yep.
They saw me, stopped their car, got out, and beat me with their plastic pirate sword.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. You can't call the cops after that happens to you, can you?
That's crazy.
Oh, boy. Let's time for one more here, Tipsy or Toddler. This is Steve. We go back to line two.
I got caught making out with my sister's mannequin.
But there's so many questions here. So many questions.
He said my sister's mannequin.
Right.
Not my sister.
No, I understand. But why does your sister have a mannequin? What is that about?
She's a fashion designer, something like that.
Okay.
Or a model. I don't know.
I don't want to know why you were mannequin. You have to be a little kid. I hope you were a little kid.
I'm going to say he's a little kid.
I'm going to say he's a little kid.
He's just
wandering.
He's thinking about girls
whatever.
For the first time.
Yeah.
He tries a little smooch to see what it feels like.
Yeah.
I was just a little kid.
Yep.
I was trying to learn how to kiss and touch a woman. And I guess it was creepy because the mannequin had no legs or arms. And my sister walked in on me and she told everyone in my family and in the neighborhood about it. I never really lived it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, as you shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean,
because when
your sister catches you groping a mannequin... That's a story that's going to stay with you for a few years to come. I'd like to point out, by the way, I was spot on today. Not only was I correct, I knew the circumstance.
Yeah, I think I was wrong on every one of them.
It's almost like I've been beaten up by a bunch of teenagers with their fake pirate swords.
And lost your eye to a duck.
I have not lost my eye. Bob Pittman's still the only radio guy with a glass eye, okay?
Oh, no.
Look it up. It's true. He's terrifying. Looks like a Bond villain.
Mm.
And there you are, Tipsy or Toddler. Thank you for your calls and your stories and your time.
We greatly appreciate it. And I just dig in to make sure I'm screwed forever, don't I? I don't know why I would say that.
I don't know. I am. The Baja Men. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Remember them?
They were, yeah. You're right, though. I look one and done.
I'm trying to think if I feel like they did have a second song, might have been from a movie or something, but
yeah, that was that they didn't have. They only top 40. They only had the one.
What else do you need? You got that song. That's a classic forever. It's really all you need. They're like the Pina Colada song guy, Rupert Holmes. Yep. You just need that one song, and you're set for life, babe. That's it.
40 weeks that thing was on the top in the top 40.
Wow.
40 weeks.
Listen to you. You're like Casey Kasem. 40 weeks in the top 40.
That's a long time, and especially that stupid song. Oh, my gosh.
And that's the story of the Baja Man. And now on with the countdown.
Oh, my goodness.
When I was doing wedding planning, that was the number one song on every bride's list to not be allowed to play at the wedding. Yeah. I don't know why anybody would request it at a wedding, but every bride I ever worked with always said, don't let them play Who Let the Dogs Out at the wedding.
Hmm.
But are you implying that your husband's calling you a dog? Like, I don't understand why that's even requested it, but I swear, it was so weird.
I wouldn't have thought that, but
crazy.
I would have never even thought to think of that song at my wedding, but all the time.
I wouldn't have thought to think about that song.
For a wedding, don't play it at the wedding. Okay.
That song came out when I was doing the radio play-by-play for the arena football team that used to play up in the Meadowlands in New Jersey, Red Dogs. And every time, you know, arena football, the games were, you know, usually 56-52. They were the final score, right? You'd score 6, 7, 8 touchdowns. Was not, like, out of the question. And every single time when they scored, who let the dogs out? make it stop.
But people like those goofy songs at weddings. You know? They like the chicken dance. They like those kind of things.
Yep. And it was funny. The whole building would go, ooh.
I'll give you a pro tip. Well, not you, Joe, because you're happily married, but anybody that is getting married or helping their kid plan a wedding, I hired a guy that I used to work with, and he said, listen, I'll DJ it for you. I'd be happy to do that as your wedding gift, but I'll only play oldies. I don't do hip-hop. I don't do any of that stuff. And I said, that's fine. And I'll tell you what, people had a blast, you know, just playing the Twist and the Locomotion. We did the conga line, that kind of stuff. Everybody loves it, and that was fine. You don't need to have any of these goofy songs at your wedding. Just play the classics. You'd be all set. So there's a little pro tip for you if you're getting married. Don't worry about Don't worry about the hip-hop. You don't need grandpa
and
out
don't
there.
Forget the old people, too.
Well, sure. Married. The majority of people, I think, coming to weddings are probably older people, right? So you got to invite all your family, your aunts and uncles.
And all that. Yeah. And they don't want to hear all these new things. You know, they want to hear old stuff.
Real quick, that reminds me, speaking of older people, I had a story that I pulled out this morning from your favorite website, NJ.com, Joe.
Yes.
There's a man named Vincent Dransfield. He lives up in Little Falls. He is 109 years old.
Well, good for him.
Still lives on his own and still drives and has never had any kind of serious illness or any hospitalization in his life. He is 109.
Wow, that's amazing.
Again, living on his own, doing just fine. He says, spends most of his days running errands and going to the grocery store at least a few times a week because he loves to cook.
Wow, that's great.
Congratulations.
That's amazing. Wow.
Vince in Little Falls, 85% of people live over 100 are women, so he's really an anomaly. So
that's awesome.
Invite him to your wedding.
Right.
Exactly. He'd be the life of the party.
I bet he would be.
Yo, Vinny.
Attaboy, Vince. Good job out of you.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, did he go on and on about the horse racer? Jesus. It's like, Joe. I'm trying to look at him like, Joe, that's it. He keeps going on and on about the horse racer. Everybody forgot I made a Hitler joke.
And maybe that's what he was doing, distracting.
This went on and on.
And then you brought it back up again.
I said that to Rochelle this morning. I'm like, I want to do a joke about Hitler. Is that rude? And she's like, no, nobody likes Hitler. I'm like, well, I know that. So, 10 minutes about horse racing.
107.1 The Boss. 5 grand in your hand.
Hi. Am I caller 10?
You are caller 10. That means you're going to play for some cash this morning. How about that?
Yes. I'm excited. Thank you so much. I've been trying forever.
Oh, good. Aww. Well, look at you getting through being caller 10 this morning. So, you're already qualified for $5,000, 5 grand. So we got that going so far.
That is exciting.
I know. That's the big grand prize. And you're going to win at least 100 bucks right now. We're going to see how much you do. Let's do the free money machine. Boot it up here. And here we go. Downloading. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. That's it. You got it. $100 grand prize. There you go.
Thank you so much.
$100 this morning, qualified for the $5,000. What's your name, by the way? I don't think I asked your name.
My name is Pat from Middletown.
Pat from Middletown. Tell him who is Jersey's free money radio station.
107.1 The Boss.
Beautiful. Hang in the line. We'll get all your information, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for listening this morning. By the way, I got to thank our sponsor, Guire. They got locations Long Branch, Weirdtown, and Shrewsbury. They make this whole thing possible. They help power the free money machine. Two more chances to play for the cash coming today, so keep it locked right here. 107.1 The Boss.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
5 minutes about the horses, geez.
Very passionate.
Oh my God.
Very passionate.
Actually, I think what we're talking about here kind of apropos, because I seem to just lose track of this, especially with the sporting events and news events. I kind of lose track of things because it's been such a weird few years, obviously, for everybody with pandemic life. But it got us thinking today, what for you was the weirdest part of the pandemic world? Now, we're not talking about the virus itself. Obviously, that is what it is. And, you know, I don't want to talk about that kind of thing. But as far as the changes, the things you had to do in your life, some of it, you look back, you can you believe we were doing that 2 years ago?
Life was weird.
For, you know, like wiping down the groceries, you know, where you take the mail in and then you wiped it down with wet wipes. I guess it didn't hurt anything, but you didn't have, we learned later you didn't have to do that. So for you, what was the weirdest thing you were doing during 2020, 2021, the pandemic life?
There were so many strange things. But
and by the way, they are officially lifting the emergency now, both the federal and state level.
That's great.
I believe May 11th is the day. Yeah.
The first thing that comes to mind is when it all started and everyone was hoarding toilet paper.
Remember that?
That was so weird. I remember I was with your mom when this happened, and I was outside of CVS, and we could not find toilet paper anywhere. So I saw a truck come in, and I hounded the truck driver to get toilet paper because what was that? Why?
Everybody heard we had to stay at home, and they went, what do we need? Not food. Toilet paper.
That was so strange.
Yeah. And then there'd be a shortage every week. You're like, what don't they have this week? Pepper.
That's another
juice.
When you go to the grocery store, if you didn't do the car delivery or whatever, they put these little arrows down each aisle, like you were supposed to walk one way up the aisle, and down. Nobody followed that. I mean, why? No, if I forget something, I have to go down three aisles to go back up this aisle. Yeah. You're out of your mind. Like, I'm just trying to get out of here. I'm going to go up this. It's one way aisles.
I'm that giving it so the old weird. College try, but I'm very confused.
I just didn't do it.
I like to point out, by the way, that when this first thing happened, you went, maybe it'll be a week. I said, I don't think so.
I really thought. I
called it. This is going to be 3 years, and here we are, 2023. What was the weirdest part of the whole pandemic for you?
I was just thinking, remember when Gal Gadot sang Imagine with all the celebrities?
Oh, Jesus.
That was also very weird.
That was as
weird.
Bad as Joe doing 5 minutes
what
on the Kentucky
that?
Derby.
That was so weird.
Do that Zoom thing. 732-774-4444. Call us. Lines are open. Text us. Same number. Or Facebook. Weirdest part of pandemic life. Not the virus itself, but the weird stuff we had to go through. What jumps out to mind? That's your he said.
She said.
Well, congrats again to Pat Parrish from Middletown. Pat says she's not in work yet. She was at home. And boy, what a surprise. She got paid just for listening.
Yeah.
$100 out of the free money machine, qualified for the $5,000 just a couple of minutes ago. Nice going. Pat Parrish sounds like an actress.
That's a good name.
Pat's got the cashola. Two more chances for you to qualify for the big bucks today. $5,000 in your hand from Jersey's one and only. No baloney. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. Talking to you, Point. 107.1 The Boss. Sorry, he said.
She said.
What's the weirdest part of the pandemic? Mentioned the mostly emergency. I think all the restrictions are all over, been for a while, but the official emergency, state of emergency being lifted here and then nationwide too. And there's, of course, as always, debate about that. But I got us thinking, you know, the obviously the sad stuff aside, what was just the weirdest, like surreal part of pandemic life for you? You know, it's silly, but you know what comes to mind is all the TV shows going to like people using their camera phone. You get this extreme close up of like Ryan Seacrest trying to do American Idol from his kitchen. And you're like, man, Lee, the makeup was bad. The lighting was bad.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon had his daughter on the show every day because they were just in their den at their house.
Colbert was doing it in the bathtub. TV got really weird.
Weird. Paula said when people first started wearing masks and they were sold out everywhere, so people had to improvise and create their own masks with weird random supplies from home.
Yeah.
I have a sock mask. I remember I had to go to Home Depot for something, and I couldn't find a mask anywhere. And I remember I cut up a sock and wore a sock because I didn't know it. This was like the first month of the, I didn't know what to do. I was like, I have to wear it.
I don't think I'll ever forget. We did a toy drive November of 2020. And we're outside because he said, well, if you're outside, it's going to be safer and then everybody's going to wear gloves and masks and all of that. And that's fine. But for some reason, it didn't occur to me because it was freezing freaking cold.
So cold.
That I was, and I tend to breathe out of my mouth because I got such bad sinuses. I just had this wet circle around my mouth. God, and we're taking pictures of people meeting the kids and the Marines. And I see these pictures. I'm like, oh, Jesus, look at this. I look like I'm drooling like a fool. It was horrible. I'll never forget that. It was horrible.
Emily said, for me, it was the photo of the priest baptized a baby from a distance with a water pistol. Your absurdity.
They should do that regularly. That's great. Baby probably love that. You want to grab one? Go ahead. One more.
Text from 4567 said Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Tiger King?
That was the deal for a minute there.
That was weird.
Carol Baskin.
Oh, my gosh.
Line two.
Hi, good morning. So the weirdest part of the pandemic for me was when it first came out and everybody was told to stay home. My husband and I are not rule followers by any means, and we would go out driving around, and it was amazing to me and eerie how empty the roads were.
Yeah.
And just crazy. Just we were able to make it through Rumson, Seabright, Long Branch, and then back to Little Silver and Fairhaven in like 15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine that today?
It was crazy.
Wow. That's a good answer. Thank you for calling. Hi, it's the boss. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. How are you, pal?
Ray, what do you got?
Having the proper credentials, saying that I'm an essential worker, because I was making deliveries at hospitals like every other day.
Yeah.
And it's the stuff I do every day. Normally, now, it's like, it was just so weird. Like, I had to look full teeth to get to different locations of what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah, the radio station gave us a badge. We never had to use it, but we thought we might get stopped by, like, the state police or something. So we had badges that we made them ourselves. I don't know if they were official or anything, but it's true.
Yeah, basically, that's what I was doing, too. Like, am I going to get pulled over today for doing my job?
Yeah, you know? Was weird. I remember that.
I think we still have that under the seat
in
the car.
We do. It's in the car.
I still have it, too.
Good morning. It's Boss.
Hi. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Morning. The weirdest, the most insane thing to me was the process to get ShopRite from home or pick up orders.
Yeah.
Waiting for that thing to buffer and buffer. And then when the vaccine came out, it's the same thing. You'd have to sit on the computer and try to find a place that finally had one.
Yeah.
So that was it. It was like, we were just so not ready for that, country. I mean.
You know what else is kind of funny about the vaccine thing that I think back on it? Remember, they tell you, well, just sit there for 15 minutes, make sure you're okay. It's like I'm sitting there next to the magazines about celebrities, and I'm thinking to myself, what is it? If I drop on the floor, what's anybody going to do for me here in the magazine section? Hope, you know what I mean?
I know. It was nuts. I mean, nobody waited. I mean, seriously. I sat there, and I said, am I the only one sitting here?
Anna, I did it, too. I'm with you. I did it, too. Like a dummy. Okay.
Well, that was the thing. I was like, there were so many other things about it that bothered me. The best thing about it was driving on Route 70 in Brick and not have any other cars on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Everybody's talking about traffic. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
The weirdest part of the pandemic life, which may be kind of, sort of, starting to, we see the other side of it now, that everything is just in the rearview mirror, right? 732-774-4444. Call, text, Facebook. By the way, 920, Boss Ticket Window for Greta Van Fleet. We moved that a little bit later on today because we gave away some free money earlier. So Greta Van Fleet, winner before you can buy them at the Garden, 920. I got my weird parts of the pandemic, stuff that was just strange for you during pandemic life, or was surreal, or maybe even kind of funny. Make you go, wow, that's strange, huh? 732-774-4444 is the Boss Text Connect. Got answers happening on Facebook, too, this morning.
Text from 923 said, I'd interview and secure a part-time temp job wearing a mask, and I still wouldn't know what any of my coworkers' full face looked like.
That's a strange thing, right?
That happened with you and I. We started going to a new hairdresser.
Oh, yeah.
During the pandemic, when the salons first opened, we found someone new, and we'd been going to her for almost a year, and I had no idea what she looked like, and I happened to see her out at a store one time, and she recognized me because she would take off my mask to wash my hair or whatever.
Right.
Said hi to me, had no idea who she was.
Who are you now?
Yeah, she's like, I'm Jordan, I'm your hairdresser. I'm like, oh, Mike, I've never seen your face.
Isn't that weird?
I didn't know it. Quinn said when the alcohol distilleries all turned into hand sanitizer manufacturers almost overnight.
Yeah, see, when that happened, I thought to myself, can't you do both?
Right?
Why is there going to be a booze shortage?
And Rachel said sneezing and coughing in public everyone freaked out whenever it happened.
I got a feeling that's not changing anytime soon. Maybe one day. But right now, you're sitting in a movie theater or restaurant or something. There's a guy even two booths away going, and you're like, oh, Jesus.
I mean,
I didn't like it before COVID. I still don't like it.
It's never a pretty thing. But I think especially when COVID was at its highest, if you were in the grocery store, even if someone had a mask on, did you ever sneeze with the mask on? That was horrible.
You know, that never happened to me. Oh, and you would say it happened to you all the time. You're a big sneezer.
I sneeze all the time, so I have to change my mask. Oh, it was so gross. Just the worst.
Maybe the most surreal thing is to talk about the hair girl, and that was later. But the first year or so, I'd let my beard and my hair go wild.
Yeah.
And that's kind of surreal to look back at those pictures, because I remember at the time, I felt like, my hair's grown. But I look back, and I was like, Jesus-y.
You had a lot of hair and facial stuff going on.
You go to church and they get those pictures of like the saints, the apostles and everything. That's what I look like. My hair and my beard were so long.
It was a lot.
And I'm just throwing on church, working 5 o'clock in the morning. I just look like such a bum.
There was no one around. There was no one out. We were like, whatever. It was fine. It was so weird.
Thank God for Jordan Hair Girl. Yeah. Straighten me all out. Weirdest part of the pandemic. What do you think? We'll keep it going on the Text Connect to Facebook, 732-774-4444. Or the Facebook machine. By the way, I'm saying I look like a bum, okay? I'm not talking about Thomas the Apostle. I'm saying I look like a bum
you.
With the with the moo-moos, the long hair, and the beard. Okay?